Dr. Frazier is cooperating with USDA officials to address the positive test for atypical BSE in an 11-year-old Alabama beef cow. And currently, Dr. Frazier is working with USDA and their team, along with working with state industry leaders. Routine surveillance, this was detected, and protocols were in place to respond accordingly, and results came back for a positive test for atypical BSE.
In a release, state veterinarian Dr. Tony Frazier added that Alabama Department of Agriculture conducts routine surveillance that includes collecting samples by trained field staff and veterinarians and has a response plan in place. An atypical BSE case means it's rare and spontaneous incident. The animal was discovered during a routine surveillance at an Alabama livestock market. The animal never entered slaughter channels and in no time presented a risk to food supply or human health. And following delivery to the livestock market, the cow did die at that location. Dr. Jack Shear, USDA's chief veterinarian, talks about the many levels of BSE prevention and detection that have been put in place over the last few years.
We remove specified risk materials or parts of the animal that might contain the BSE protein prion and possibly transmit the disease from animals presented at slaughter. So all animals that go to slaughter have these materials removed. The second safeguard that we follow is a strong feed ban, which prevents mammalian protein from being fed back to any type of ruminant. And another important component of our system is, of course, our ongoing surveillance program that allows USDA to detect the disease if it exists at very low levels in cattle populations. We used to sample up to 40,000. We're currently sampling 25,000 animals per year, and we're well above the standard set by OIE for that type of surveillance.